The House will be in order. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening remarks on Senate File 2310.
Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, thank you very much for your patience this evening. This is Senate File 2310, which is our online learning bill. It allows AEAs, school districts, and accredited non-public schools to provide an online learning program to deliver distance education to Iowa's secondary students. It requires that online learning coursework offered by school districts, accredited non-public schools, and AEAs be of high quality and aligned with the Iowa core and core content requirements and standards and national standards of quality for online courses. And it also provides for schools to develop and maintain a list of online providers that provide course content through an online learning platform taught by a licensed teacher. Mr. Speaker, there are amendments.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H. 8175 by Committee on Education.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening comments on H. 8175.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw H8175.
The gentleman from Cass asks unanimous consent to withdraw H8175. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk will call up the next amendment.
H8240 by Moore of Cass.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening comments on H8240.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Amendment H8240 does a number of things to define and improve upon the bill. One, it includes an online learning platform subject to federal funds by the department in collaboration with the AEAs or the schools. It requires a licensed teacher with online learning experience. For the 2021 school year, the Return to Learn plan shall meet requirements regardless of nature, location, or medium instruction of plan containing minimum number of days or hours as required. It provides federal funding received by the department be used to offset costs to school districts and provides flexibility for the use of professional development dollars and management fund excess dollars. It extends the open enrollment period to July 15, 2020 for online courses. It sets duties relating to private instruction and an online learning program for 2021 school year, which shall apply only to children who are enrolled in a school district's homeschool assistance program. It adds instructional time provisions for school districts for 2021 school year. It adds a teacher endorsement waiver. Miscellaneous provisions include social distancing, statewide assessment shall not be waived, a student may graduate without meeting CPR requirement, and compulsory remote learning for those with a notified significant condition. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments. There are amendments to the amendment.
The clerk will call up the first amendment.
H8246 by Moore of Cass.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening comments on H8246 to H8240.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw H246.
The gentleman from Cass asks unanimous consent to withdraw H8246. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H8247 by Moore of Cass.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening comments on H8247.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I would ask unanimous consent to withdraw H8247.
The gentleman from Cass asks unanimous consent to withdraw H8247. Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Clerk will call up the next amendment.
H8248 H8252 by Moore of Cass.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for opening comments on H8252.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, H8252 takes out the provision allowing schools to use continuous learning for inclement weather. It also takes out any requirement that accredited non-public schools offer online education for HSAP-type services to homeschoolers, and it also removes the section referring to each school district must provide, which was not our intent to have been left in the bill. That was the reason we had to sit around, and I take full responsibility for that. I'm sorry, that wasn't our intent. That was a simple miss on our part, and I thank the opposite party for finding that and rectifying that problem and allowing us to get that fixed. Lastly, it makes language clear that schools can have the local decision to close only if there has been a public health emergency declaration from the governor. Individual school buildings also can be closed and not an entire school district if that decision is made. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would Representative Moore yield for a question?
Will the gentleman yield? You are in order.
Thank you. Representative Moore, as I look at Amendment H8252 and starting on line 5 of the first page, basically you're back to amending the Senate file. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I have a question in regard to the offer and teach components and the changes that have been made in the offer and teach. So last year, prior to the return to learn plans and the COVID-19 issues, we were giving school districts an opportunity to teach online courses if they could not find a teacher after making best efforts. And we, on page 2 of the bill, starting on line 31, we were giving them the opportunity to apply to the Department of Ed to teach up to 2 subjects in the offer and teach section. So that in many cases was identified that if a district tried really hard to find a teacher in a particular area, they could more or less share that content online with another school district, or at that particular time when we passed that bill, the AEA was there and school districts were doing their own content. What your amendment does is go into that offer and teach, and I'm looking at line 12 of your amendment, section 5, paragraphs A through E can be considered here. Can you tell me what coursework, what subjects are a part of sections A through E and G through J?
If I'm understanding your question right, this part, I believe, is what came from Future Ready Iowa.
I know.
And it offers world language, personal finance literacy. That's stated in there, yes?
Yes, but it does a whole lot more, and that's why I'm wondering if this was really your intent. So A through J, they can choose 2 subjects, not 2 courses, but 2 subjects. And the subjects would be 5 units of science, 5 units of social studies. Now, a unit would be a full year course, and as I read this and what you've done here identifying A through J, or A through E and then G through J, you have basically opened up every content area in the 9 through 12 offer and teach section to be taught online as one of the two subjects. Subjects, again, not courses. Then, on the next page of the bill, we give the authority to do 2 additional, and you've made these same changes to 2 more courses, 2 more subjects, and then specified, notwithstanding the world languages, personal finance, literacy, and computer science. So with what this bill is, can you tell me what content area is mandated that a district teach by itself?
I guess I don't have an answer for you, no.
Yeah. Thank you. So I understand. Thank you, Representative Moore. So I understand that it is important for school districts to have flexibility. But with this, in combination with waiving a teacher licensure component, I'm not sure you realize how wide you've opened up all of our education system in the high school. So they could teach 5 units of science, 5 years worth of science online with another school district, and 5 units of social studies online with another district, and now they can do 2 more, 6 units of language arts in combination with another district online, and 4 units of sequential math. Now, those are the core subjects. They could also teach all of career and technical education, any of those. They could teach physical education. They could teach fine arts. They could teach any of this content area as long as they are just selecting 4 subjects. And then we remove the endorsement language of a teacher. And so this amendment, although I completely support the flexibility of online, I completely support the ready-to-learn language and the requirements that way, and the flexibility that you've put in with the districts, I can't support opening up all of this content to be taught by a school district online without really looking at sharing or looking at consolidating. If you are having that much trouble finding all of those teachers, there are other issues that you need to think about. So unfortunately, I will be a no on this amendment, and I will be a no on the bill. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Girth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill had a lot of moving parts, and it's taken a lot of hard work to get it to where it is right now. And I thank you for the modifications that you made in H8252 that took care of the homeschool provisions. I still like this amendment, and The reasons that I like it is that it clarifies a lot of the things that we had questions about. There's one additional question that I had, and I'm wondering if Representative Moore would yield to a question.
Will the gentleman yield?
I will.
You are in order.
The question I have is way back here. It has to do with social distancing, specifically for core courses. And I wonder if you have a vision for how that is supposed to work, because it seems like if you're going to recommend social distancing, it would have to be for all courses. And earlier in the bill, or earlier in the amendment, it does specify following social distancing requests by public health. But that specific one has me stumped.
In reference to social distancing, it's our belief that in implementing these social distancing policies, school districts and non-public schools will be able to prioritize their core academic subjects as best they can. I don't have specific guidelines that I have thought about for them. I believe that would be for the school districts to decide on their own, depending upon their own classroom makeups, as far as numbers are concerned, as well as talking with Department of Public Health, CDC, whoever, the governor's office, for whatever the situation is at that time.
Okay. Thank you. That's something I still have a concern about, just because of the way it's stated in the bill itself, or in the amendment itself. However, I am pleased with the amendment as it stands, and I will be a yes on the amendment. I think that it's answered a lot of the questions that we have had, and it's also offered the funding mechanisms that were needed in a couple of special areas. So I will be a yes on this amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from CAS moves H8252. All those in favor of passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H8245 by Moore of CAS.
The chair recognizes the lady from Mahaska for H8245.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. The school district savings report states that school districts shall submit a detailed beginning fund balance to the Department of Ed of what the balance is as of July 1st, 2020. Along with that, they also are to report a savings of different savings that they have had throughout the COVID experience with them having closure, such as transportation, as well as did they continue to pay all of their staff and their employees, and if not, did they receive unemployment? And also any of the spring and summer activities that would have maybe either been canceled or were impacted by COVID. And these are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Kurth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The concern I have about this bill is that it focuses on specific savings that schools may have had, but it doesn't talk about detailed amounts that they had to pay in addition because of the COVID shutdown. So things like providing the meal programs, keeping staff going through the summer, providing those programs. I think if we want to look at the savings, we should also be looking at the extra costs that they would have expended because of the emergency. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Haska for closing comments on H8245.
Just to address Representative Kurth over there, that actually is already being reported in a different system, the expenses, but nobody's keeping track of the savings, and that's why this is also important to look forward. So I feel that it's really important if we're going to evaluate everything that was done so that we can prepare for the future, we actually look at both sides. So with that, I move the amendment.
The lady from Mahaska moves H8245 for adoption. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now back on H8240 as amended. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for H8240. The gentleman from Cass moves adoption of H8240. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now back on Senate File 2310 as amended. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Kurth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree with this bill. I will be voting for this bill. We know that a COVID emergency like we've had in the last several months requires special steps. We don't know what's going to happen in this next school year. I believe that this bill now helps to provide guidance and funding to help students and the schools to get through the next academic year. And because of this, I will be voting in favor of the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Cass for closing comments on Senate File 2310.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, Representative Winkler, just to follow up, I believe there is a waiver that school districts must submit, and so this isn't just a wide open situation, I believe, is my understanding. Representative Kurth, thank you for your comments. I think it's important. This bill was in the hopper before the COVID happened, and it was necessary because ILO, Iowa Learning Online, had gone away. And so this, along with the amendment, sets up our online learning as well as provides for the need during what we have had as a COVID pandemic. I think this is a very important bill, one that we're gonna see a lot of fruitful work from our school districts. And I think we're gonna see change within our school districts as a result of this. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I wanna once again thank Representative Kurth and Representative Gassman for their work in the subcommittee. I want to thank the lobby and my staffer, Kristen Rosenboom, here for the last week, which has been crazy, working on this bill with all the amendments and the talk and the change that has taken place for a bill that's became a lot more than what its original intent was. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move the bill.
The gentleman cast moves the bill be read for the last time placed on its passage. Are there objections to the title? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2310, a bill for an act relating to the educational instructional requirements and funding flexibility being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Seek, aye. Hunter, aye. Jacoby, aye. Oh no. Sorry. Zumbaugh, aye. Height, aye. Holt, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 91. Those voting no, 6. Absent or not voting, 3. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. That concludes floor action for today. And at this time, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. Senate File 2284, 2356, 2182, 2188, 2360, 2310, and House File 2360 and 2629.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, with the passage of Senate File 2182, 2188, 2360, and House File 2629, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw House File 2599, 2447, 2495, 2384, and 2532.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I'll say it again, that concludes floor action for today, but at this time, Mr. Speaker, I'd ask the House to stand at ease so we can make sure that all appropriate amendments have been filed for consideration tomorrow.
The House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.